Don, you know I'm an extremely rational person, right?
You certainly are, Yael.
Well, remember how I told you my pet frog, Hartley, died?
I do.
So, we were outside giving Hartley a proper burial when I swear I saw one of its legs twitching. At first, I thought it was a miracle and that Hartley had come back to life, but I guess it was just wishful thinking.
Well, Yael, I think just about everyone is familiar with stories about dead people or animals that continued moving after they died. You see, we move our muscles as a result of an electrochemical reaction in our nerves. The chemicals that cause this reaction are stored in our nerve endings, and when we die, they're gradually released. Usually, though, the resulting movement is just a twitch. For example, even though it's rare, you might see the deceased clenching his or her fingers, or notice his or her leg jerk a little.
So it's just a chemical reaction, huh? I don't know, Don. I think I was more comfortable with the twitching when I thought I was just imagining it.
Well, it could be worse. In the days before embalming, gases would build up within a corpse's tissue as a result of the decomposition process. When these gases escaped, you sometimes saw the deceased turning his or her head or shifting an arm or a leg, and sometimes the escaping air would move past the vocal cords and make it seem as if the corpse were groaning.
Oh, Don, that's downright gruesome.
Yeah, no wonder we have so many stories about the undead.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University with production support from the Office of the Provost.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.